I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Rescuers proceeded with their search operations for survivors in the Syrian city of Aleppo as the death toll from the earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria this week neared 16,000. Ashuri Rashid with the Algerian Red Crescent Society told Reuters News that at times like this, one extends a helping hand to first try to save a life and, if not, preserve the dignities of those who've lost theirs. With 72 hours passing since the disaster, Syrians remain at the scene with hope to finding survivors from underneath the rubble of their homes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is wrapping up a whirlwind tour of his major European backers. From the Associated Press, Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky will be heading home with heaps of goodwill, promises of more military aid, and as hardware goes, France's highest medal of honour. But first, Brussels, where EU leaders hope to impress on him the powerful bloc is steadfast in its support of embattled Ukraine, as Russia's feared to make moves for a new offensive around the February 24 one-year anniversary of the war. Zelensky will be using the dais of the European Parliament to further his point in a plenary session, hoping to match Wednesday's speech to British lawmakers when he thanked the nation for its unrelenting support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his young daughter took center stage at a huge military parade, fueling speculation that she's being primed as a future leader of the isolated country as her father showed off his latest largest nuclear missiles. The parade marked the 75th anniversary of the founding of North Korea's army. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. Australian Defence Minister Richard Marles on Thursday told Parliament that the controversial AUKUS submarine deal with the United States and United Kingdom enhances Australian sovereignty and does not increase dependence on the United States as claimed by critics. The pact was signed by Australia, the United States, Britain in September of 2021 and has been condemned by China. Phil Mercer has more.
Defence Minister Richard Marles told Parliament Thursday that receiving at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines under the AUKUS pact will dramatically enhance Australia's sovereignty rather than erode it. The alliance has been criticised by former Australian Prime Ministers Malcolm Turnbull and Paul Keating, who've said the deal would erode the country's sovereignty. Australia has been trying to rebuild its fractured relationship with China in recent months. Analysts say it's a delicate enterprise, given the tensions over trade and other geopolitical issues. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Sudanese state media says Russia's foreign minister is poised to meet in Khartoum with military leaders on Russia and other matters. The visit comes as senior diplomats from the United States and other European nations concluded two-day talks with Sudanese military leaders and pro-democracy groups to push for a final peace deal in Sudan. The Russian foreign minister's visit is also part of a multi-leg Africa trip that's taking him to Mali and Mauritania. An analysis has found that some 240,000 young people in 21 U.S. states have been missing from schools since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Donna Wardner reports.
The analysis by the Associated Press, Stanford University's Big Local News Project, and Stanford Education Professor Thomas D. has found that the students didn't return to their public schools, didn't move out of state, or didn't sign up for private school or homeschool. The AP learned of students and families avoiding school for a range of reasons. Some are still afraid of COVID, are homeless, or have left the country. Some students couldn't study online and found jobs instead. And some slid into depression. I'm Donna Warder.
Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, a sister network of the Voice of America, reports that Iranian protester Amrita Abbasi, who media reports said was tortured and raped while in detention after being identified as a leader of protests sparked by the death of a young woman while in police custody for an alleged headscarf violation, has been released from prison. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on your favorite social media platform. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA.